Listen to me well. We're transitioning. No more normal church. No more normal Christian. We're living like Jesus now. I can't hear you. We're living like Jesus. I'm forgetting who Montrell is. I don't know him no more. I don't want to know him no more. All I know is Christ on the inside of me, living as me. We're transitioning. Father, I thank you that you always hear me when I pray. And so I thank you right now that you touch our hearts in an amazing way. Touch us from the inside. Change us from the inside. Make us more like you from the inside. We are yielded to your ways. And so we thank you right now that tonight, right now in this moment, we are changed for the better. Never to go back to the old ways. Never to go back to the old things. But to stay fresh and new right now in you, Jesus. And so we thank you so much. We love you right now in this place. And we bless you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Listen to me. I ain't gonna be long. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't even understand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 9:23. We're gonna go back to Mark chapter 4, but Mark 9:23, real quick. Listen to what I'm trying to say. Aligning with the divine on the inside. This is where we need to be. Aligned with the divine on the inside of us. I have to be clear so you can understand what I'm saying. Sometimes I have to be harsh. Sometimes I have to say things that are shocking, but it got to shock you out of your regular. Shock you out of your norm. In order to get something different, you got to do something different. In order to receive a different result, you got to believe a different thing. So I want to shock you out your norm. How many of y'all tired of the norm? Make some noise. The norm is over. Listen, let me tell you the truth. You never was normal. You ain't never been, since the day you got here, since the day your mom and them daddy did whatever they did to make you never been normal. It's only we got here and somebody told us you just a regular old kid. Go sit down in the corner. You've never been normal. God never intended, the Father never intended for you to be regular. But here's our holdup. My holdup, your holdup is my belief. Everybody say, I believe.
I believe.
Come on, say it again. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Real loud and say, I believe.
I believe.
The scripture says, Jesus, who said it?
Jesus.
Said unto them, if thou canst believe, how many things?
All.
How many?
All
things are possible to him that believeth. Now, not all things are possible to God doing something over here for you or somebody else doing something. No, all things are possible to who? Him that believeth. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Come on, say it again. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Come on, say it again. Say, I believe.
I believe.
So my holdup has been what I believe. They done told me I'm black. They done told me I ain't gonna never be nothing. They done told me I can't do nothing about sickness and disease. They told me I ain't never gonna have no money. All these things that we hear. They told you you're gonna be just like your daddy. You're gonna be dirty just like your daddy. You're gonna be crazy just like your mom. You're gonna be all these different things. What do you believe about you? My belief changed tonight. Say it. Come on, say it again. My belief changes tonight. Nobody's gonna leave out of here believing the same thing about themselves. Understand? Everybody say, I believe.
I believe.
If thou is a fancy little word in King James Version, it just means you. If you can believe, all things are possible to you. Listen to me, I'm gonna say it again. If you, oh Lord Jesus, if you can believe, all things are possible to you. If you believe, say, I believe.
I believe.
Flip over back to chapter 4. These gospels, these red words. You say, what you doing up there tonight? Apostle called me and told me I got it. I said, yes, sir. Gotta stay cocked. Because ain't no time to go praying tongues now. You gotta have a word. Gotta have some word in you. Amen.
Amen.
He picked the right one too, God dog. Mark chapter 4. So Mark chapter 4 is Jesus, and he began teaching by the seaside and was gathering him in a great multitude so that he entered into a ship, sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. So these people are outside on the land waiting for Jesus to speak to them. And he taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine. Are you ready? We're going to read it. Keep following me. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth in the earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell on the ground and did yield fruit and sprang up and increased and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some hundredfold. And he said to them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. He that has ears to hear, let them hear. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Do you have ears to hear? Your ears have to be in a certain condition to hear what Jesus is saying to you about you. If you are not conditioned to hear what Jesus is saying to you about you, you'll think it's about somebody else. If your belief is not conditioned to believe that you too. Come on, look at your neighbor, tell him you too. Come on, look at your neighbor, say you too. That was Jesus' main message. If you're not conditioned to believe you too, you think it's about somebody else. And so now you always asking for help when you ought to help. Now, I need you to understand the context of what we're reading. Verse 10, and when he was alone, do y'all see that? There was a multitude there. He said the parables to him. Y'all see, he read the parable talking about the soul and all those different things, right? Then when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him the parables. In other words, saying, what are you talking about? What does this mean? What do you mean? All us got ears. What you mean? He who has ears, let him hear. Are y'all with me? And Jesus starts talking to him again. Now watch, it almost seems like he tells the same story, but he goes in further depth. But he says this first, he says, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Let me go real quick. We're gonna go back here. Keep your finger there. Go to Luke chapter 17 real quick. Luke 17, flip over there, because I got to show you something so that you can understand what he's saying to you right now. Luke 17. Luke chapter 17. And we start off at verse 20. And I don't have time to read the context. You need to just, I can't say it enough. You got to live in these gospels. Come on, you got to live in the gospels. I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell you the truth about something. You can try to get principle from anywhere you want to, but if you don't breathe life into it through the gospels, you're not going to understand it. Jesus gives life to everything that you try to learn, every principle you try to understand, everything you try to pick up. Jesus is the only life giver to that thing. Understand this. In the Gospels, in those red words, you don't study them enough. Come on, can we admit it? We don't study them enough. We don't stay in there enough. I'm telling you, if you get in there, in those red words, in the Gospels, your life will change from the inside. Your whole personality will change. Your whole identity and understanding about who you are will change. Luke 17, verse 20, and I don't have time to read the context, but I just want to, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, they always demanded something. When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Verse 21, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, behold, the kingdom of God is where? The kingdom of God is where? The kingdom of God is where? Come on, say the kingdom of God. Come on, say it again. Say the kingdom of God is within me. All right, so I don't have to go get it from nowhere else, do I? I don't have to go find it or dig it up or nothing. The kingdom of God is where? Do you believe this? Hold on. Don't answer me real quick. Don't answer me. Do you believe this? Because if you believe this, your functioning will be different. The kingdom of God, God's way of doing things, God's plan, the whole plan that God got is right there on the inside. Have we been praying amiss? God sent a dove. God sent an answer. You the answer. Come on, say, I am the answer. I heard this the other day. You what you've been waiting on. Y'all don't hear me. You what you've been waiting on. The thing that you've been praying about all that time and the thing that you've been fasting about all that time has been sitting there with you while you was fasting, while you was hungry. It don't sound deep, but it's deep. Low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is within me. Say it. Say it again. Say it a little louder. Say, I believe. It's activation. It's activation. It's activation. When you believe that the kingdom of God is on the inside of you, you become activated. So back over to Mark chapter 4. And I saw this just reading this not too long ago. And verse 11, he said unto you, and it's given to you to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. And I underline without. Without. Now you think without like they don't have something. No, but you got it already. But there are some people that are with the outside. I'm going to say it again. But to them that are without, they with what's outside. I'm going to say it again. But to them that are without, they're not within. They're not with the inside. I don't know if y'all hitting. I don't know if they're in y'all. They're not with what's inside. They with everything that's outside, telling them what they ain't. See, majority of the things that's on the outside, and we're gonna read about in a couple minutes about the parable, be talking about deceiving his riches, lust for other things, cares of this world. Those things on the outside are trying to take us from our identity. Everything on the outside, everything on the outside is trying to move me somewhere else. My truth and my true me and my true identity is nestled right down on the inside. This is why it's a mystery. This is why it's a mystery. Because everything else tells me I gotta go get. I gotta get this. And I gotta go get this degree. And I gotta get this kind of person. And I gotta get this kind of dress. And I gotta get, no. The kingdom of God is where? But those that are without, they with the outside. They with the stuff that's on the outside. Those that are without, it's like a parable to them. If you read this, and I'll read about the sower, sows the word. If you read this, and we've read this for years, if you don't have an inside interpretation about what's going on, you'll think he's just talking about giving you some scriptures. Come on, how many of y'all been reading the scriptures? Come on, Mark 4. You've been in here all your life, huh? Mark 4. The soul, so you got to have the word. You got to let the word get down in your heart. If you don't understand, the word is a person. The letter itself killeth. The letter by itself killeth. Just the ink on that paper will kill you if you try to do it without life behind it. Even Jesus said, I ain't got time to go there in John 5:39. He said, search them scriptures. Yeah, search them. Look through them. For in them you think you have eternal life. But they testify of me. I'm trying to take it from that book to living word. He said, you won't come all the way to me. That tells me I can get these scriptures and know them all and be reading them all, but not have the life. Verse 12, that seeing they may see but not perceive. You read the scripture but you don't perceive as you. How many times have we read these things in the scriptures, in the holy written word, and we never equated it to ourselves? We thought Jesus was going to come do something. Somebody else was going to come deliver something. Or some other miracle was going to come from somewhere else. No, it's you. Come on, say it's me.
It's me.
Say it's me.
It's me.
Come on, say I'm the miracle. Seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand. And all that I get and get what? Understanding. And hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted. Conversion, changed. And their sins should be forgiven them. Let me deal with the word sin for a minute. I say sin, y'all start thinking about all the stuff you done wrong. All the stuff that can be done wrong. In the Hebrew and the Greek, sin, the word sin, S-I-N, is an archery term. Archery? You know, like the bow and arrows, right? It's an archery term. And it simply means to miss the mark. So now when it says sin, your sins have been forgiven you, that means I forgave you for missing the mark that you are. See, you've been marked. But you've been missing the mark. Everything, every time you miss who you are, you're in sin. Come on, people, come on. Come on. It's a simple thing. It simply means missing the mark. You miss the mark that you are. Lest at any time they should be converted and they're missing the mark should be forgiven of them. Verse 13, he said unto them, know you not this parable? How then will you know all parables? And he starts going again. It's like he's going again, but now he goes deeper. The sower soweth the word. And these are they was sown by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they heard it, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now, when you see the word, I want you to see Jesus. I want you to see identity. I want you to see Christ. So now Satan comes immediately to try to fool you from who you really are.
Yeah, come on, my.
Because he knows that if you know, he has no more control. It's a deception. He's been doing the same thing since the beginning. He told him, you eat from that tree, you'll be just like God. Well, who told you you wasn't like God? I'm trying to deceive you from your identity. Soon as Jesus gets baptized, he comes along, get baptized, the sky open, and then the Father says, here's my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Now, if you realize what he's saying when he says Son, he said, here is my equal in the flesh, and I'm pleased already.
Come on, sir.
Right after this, we go to the wilderness, and what does the enemy do? If thou be the Son of God, if thou. See, it's an if. It's slight. Everybody say it's slight. See, the enemy works. He's slight. He don't come in yelling like, nope, he's slight. So he's going to change a couple little words. You ever try to quote a scripture, but you quoted it wrong? Huh? I know we do some Bible trivia right now in here. We'd be in trouble. Amen. You quoted wrong, right? One little word will change the whole connotation of the whole meaning. So he get the ifing. If thou be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. Now, he know Jesus is hungry already because he is fasting. So now he attacking where he think he weak at. Are y'all understanding me? If thou be the Son of God. You say, well, why Jesus didn't show off? Show off, Jesus. Turn up, Jesus. Show him you the Son of God. I don't have to show Satan nothing. See, hey, hold on. I got something now. See, we not here to try to prove Satan wrong. We're not here. My goal in life is not to defeat the enemy. My goal in life is to be who God called me to be. And the enemy is automatically defeated in my identity. See, we're fighting these fights that we don't have to fight. We're fighting these battles that, thank God, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. God bless Paul. But Jesus ain't say fight the good fight of faith. Jesus said, I am. So we're fighting these battles that we don't have to fight because it's already done. Everybody say it's already done.
Already done.
So if I get my identity and I believe in who I really am and I drop all this other stuff down, then the defeat is automatic. If thou be the Son of God. Now, the moment Jesus would have listened and turned that bread into, turned that stone into bread, because the enemy told him, dude, the enemy would have been his God. Because he'd have been following his instructions. Are y'all understanding me? Show off, Jesus. No. Sometimes you got to calm down. Sometimes you got to calm down and use wisdom and watch who's trying to tempt you. See, some of these things come up to try to tempt you, to get you out of your character. Calm down. Everybody say, calm down. Come on, say it again. Say, calm down. Come on, say it again. Say, calm down. Listen, be not afraid, only believe. When stuff starts showing up and stuff don't get right and stuff don't look good and stuff try to get you out of character, I try to get you in another place, calm down. I don't have to react that. I'm a son. Come on, say it. I'm a son. Satan comes immediately and takes away the identity that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise were sown on stony ground. When they have heard the word, immediately they receive it with gladness. Let's make sure we're not doing that tonight. Or none this week. You know, we get to shout, amen, hallelujah. What about in the car? All right, the car ride home may be anointed. What about when you get in the house? Okay, you might be anointed till you go to sleep. What about in the morning when the crust is in your eyes? So then you remind yourself, I believe. Come on, say it, I believe. Come on, say, I am a son. Come on, say, I am Christ. Which immediately when they heard the word, immediately received it with gladness. So it's a different immediately. Satan came immediately with the other one, but this was a different immediately. They received it immediately. Verse 17, but have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time. After, when affliction or persecution arises, for the word's sake, for the identity's sake, immediately, they are offended. I know you think offended. Now you're mad. Now you're upset. Now, why, God? Why you let this happen? Why are you not coming through? He said, you're not coming through for yourself. Listen, if I hand you $1 million, don't you come ask me to pay your bills. Y'all got to understand what's going on here. If I hand you $1 million, don't you come, how dare you come in here asking me to pay your bills? Pay your own bills. Take care of your own. I just gave you everything you need. Immediately offended. I started look at the word offended. And I could break it down into two words, offended. And every time I see offended, I think about offended. And I would think offended. What is offended? So I looked up offended. It's a terminology medical doctors use when the bones aren't aligned. When there's a fracture. There's a fracture in the bone. Anybody ever broken their bones before? I have, Lord Jesus. When there's a fracture in the bone and it throws off the alignment. It's no longer aligned like it should be. So now when affliction comes, immediately they are off-ended and unaligned. And now you forgot who you are. Have you ever got so mad that you forgot you was a Christian? Y'all don't want to answer me in the house of God tonight, but I'm going to make you answer me.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been so angry?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That whatever you said next, you had to say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, excuse me, baby. That's my when my auntie used to be like, oh, and then she said, oh, excuse me, baby. Yes, sir. Have you ever been taken to a place of emotion where you kind of forgot what was going on? offended.
Yeah.
You became offended. Affliction comes, and now you become offended. Now you don't know how to stand up no more. Because the bone broke and it's off. Have no root in themselves. Have no root in themselves. Have no root where? Verse 17, have no root in themselves. You got a root in yourself. You got to have root in yourself. No, you got to be rooted in yourself. You got to be rooted on the inside of yourself. Verse 18, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the identity. I heard who I am. I heard Jesus. I heard Jesus tell me who I am. I heard Jesus tell me that I can do the same thing he does. Verse 19, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering where?
Yeah.
Cares of this world. Deceitfulness of riches. Lust of other things. What other things other than your identity? Entering in. In other words, you let it in. And it chokes your identity. And it becomes unfruitful. It chokes who you really are. The other things from the outside. What you been listening to? What you been watching? What you been taking in? Who you been following? Come on, all these things that are trying to, I have to. I cannot allow this to happen to me. Anything that is taking me away from my identity, I got to get it out of my vicinity. We just got that one just now. I didn't have that written down. Anything that's taken away from my identity, I got to get it out of my vicinity. I can't have these conversations about what's wrong and what's the problem and all that. No, we got to talk about who I am. I can't allow myself to listen to these things that displace my identity. I can't allow myself to partake in these conversations or hear these messages that take me somewhere else but who I am on the inside. It is imperative that we know who we are. And we protect it with everything that we have. Cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, and lust for other things, they enter in where? My soul. Huh? They enter in my soul and choke the word. So this is how I see it. They enter in, where you get choked at? Come on, somebody choking you. Where do they choke you at? Right? You have what you what? The Bible says you have what you. But if I choke you, you can't say nothing.
Right.
So I gotta put these together. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Right? Right? The spirit of man is a deep, deep well. And the identity is trying to come up. And you're supposed to be saying in Jesus' name, what Jesus would say, but the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches and lots of other things choked you. They got you gagged. Come on, Tim. They got you gagged. And so it's trying to stand up, but you keep letting the cares of this world push it down.
Yeah.
Now the cares of this world is not strong enough to hold down the identity of Christ. It can't do it. But you got a choice, though. You got a choice, though. You got a choice what you submit to.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
What's it worth to you?
Come on.
What's it worth? What's it really worth to you to be like Christ?
Yeah. Right.
You're already like Christ, but to live that way.
Yeah.
What is it worth to you? Can we turn that off for a little while? Oh, I ain't getting no amens off turning that off. I ain't getting no amens on turning some stuff off. I'm putting some things down. I ain't getting no amens on that, Pastor. I ain't getting no amens. Because I like that too much. Don't bring me your problems. Because I'm going to tell you, you the answer. And why you don't know it. Cares this world. Deceitfulness of riches. And lust for other things other than your identity. Come on, y'all. Choke the identity till it becomes unfruitful. It doesn't let it rise up. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And these are they which are sown in the good ground, such as hear the word, hear the identity, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Listen, and this is what we want to be in verse 20, but I want to be in the last part of verse 20. Y'all ain't reading it with me, so I'm going to say it again. I want to be in the very end of verse, the 1, 2, 3, some, because some of y'all going to do 30. Now, you know what it's telling you right there, right? Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm going to hear it, and I'm going to receive it. I'm going to bring forth some fruit. I'm going to bring forth fruit, and I'm going to bring forth some 30-fold, because that's how much I know about my identity. Y'all ready? Jesus couldn't die 30-fold. Adam, he couldn't die 30%. Because it wouldn't be finished. If he died 30%, it wouldn't be finished. We still got 70% undone. Oh, Lord, Lord, thank God that Jesus died all the way. I said, thank God that Jesus died all the way. And but listen. Here's the example. See, he couldn't die 30-fold because it would have been undone.
Come on.
He couldn't die 60 because it would have been undone. But 100-fold. What that tells me is sometimes there are some parts of me that I'm willing to die and other parts I'm not willing to kill yet. You hear me, Ronnie? There's some parts of me that I'm willing to put up on the cross and say, let's go for it. But there's other parts I ain't ready to let go yet. And so them other parts is right where the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and lust for other things come right in and choke the word. There comes a place, I learned this from Apostle. There comes a place where you don't want nothing else. Hold on, don't give me no amens real quick. Hold on, I'm gonna let you say amen in a second. It's a solemn moment in Jesus' name. There comes a place where you don't want anything else. There comes a place and a time where nothing else will satisfy. There comes a place in the time where if I don't get this, if I don't keep hearing about my identity, if I don't keep speaking to Jesus, if I don't keep having these Jesus conversations, if I don't have it, nothing will be enough. The food don't even taste right no more. Conversations with other people don't even seem as fulfilling anymore because I don't have that. When it gets to a point where you don't really want nothing else. It gets to a point to where all that's on your mind is hearing Jesus and hearing who he said you are and hearing what he called you to be, the identity of what he really made you to be. There are some things that we're believing for that you are the answer to, but it won't come through until you come through. Listen to me. I'm trying to keep it from everywhere else. We're not putting this over here no more. We're not putting this on Sunday morning no more. We're not putting this in midweek service. We're not even putting it at camp meeting or special meeting. It is with you every day of the week. Everybody say, I believe.
I believe.
Come on, say it again. Say, I believe.
I believe.
Come on, say, I believe.
I believe.
Well, what do you believe? You're not a bastard child with no father. You're not somebody trying to find your way. You are the way. John chapter 14, real quick. I'll be done. Some things, we stay in those gospels enough and read those red words enough, there are some things that are to be reckoned with. There are some words that Jesus said to us and is still saying to us right now that have to be dealt with in our souls. We cannot get around them. We can't skirt around them. We can't make an excuse for why they're not happening. There were some things that Jesus told us that was straight up, straight forward, straight about you, and you either go that way or go another. So Jesus get to talking here in John 14. Let not your heart be troubled, but you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, will not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself where I am. There you may be also, whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said, and this is us right here. Lord, show me your way. Hey, you ever prayed that prayer? I'm going to hurt you now. Lord, show me the way to, what's your will, Father? He said, you. Show me the way, God. He said, you. You the way. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. So how can we know the way? And Jesus answered him and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said, and they still keep asking questions. Thomas said it first, now here come Philip. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. This way, I just told you, you saw me. I just told you. Now, and then here's Jesus doing miracles in their face. You see me, you see the Father. Come on, you see me, you see the Father. Come on, you see me, you see the Father. Our witnessing has been off a little bit because we've been trying to point to Jesus instead of pointing to Jesus. See, they're not going to see the Father no other way. They say, I was young. When I was younger, my brother, Leroy Jr., he said, he came in the room one day and told my mom and him, I saw an angel. You know, so he's about 7 years older than me, so I'm young through the house, so we always competing. So I'm trying to figure out, how I'm going to beat seeing an angel. He saw an angel. He saw an angel. He really saw it. I saw an angel. I gotta get him. He can't be more spiritual than me. So he saw an angel. And I know you got, you know, Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And I know they got more than one angel. But I'm gonna get him where he can't beat me. I'm gonna tell him I saw God. I'm a little boy. Walk in the room. Hey, Dad. Hey, Mom. I saw God. Now, I ain't seen nothing. I hadn't seen a thing. I don't even know what I'd have done if I'd have seen something. I saw God. I saw him. I'm trying to win, man. My dad said, oh, you saw him? You saw God, huh? He said, well, you know, the Bible say anybody look on God's face going to die. I said, I ain't seen him. I didn't see him. I didn't see him, so I check it. I didn't see him. I ain't seen him, man. You got it, Buck. I called him Buck, my big brother Buck. You got it, you won, man, you won. I ain't seen him. And I learned something that day, that's really in the Bible. Moses had to look at Jesus' hinder part, because if he'd have seen his face, God's hinder part, because if he'd have seen his face, he'd have perished. So they're not gonna see God like that. They're not gonna see the Father like that. So how they gonna see the Father? Stop, listen. Stop praying for Jesus to come in your room and talk to you. Stop. You're wasting your prayers. Stop. You're the representation now. Pastor said something the other day, we the last sons left. We're the last representation that's alive on this earth. The way they're going to see the Father is through the Son. Now, it don't automatically have to be you. It don't automatically just have to be you because you call yourself a Christian. As many as are Christians. Hold on, no, let me say the scripture. Like I want to say that you can fix me. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they the Christians. Oh, the sons. You see me, you see the Father. Can y'all look at your neighbor and look at your other neighbor? Can you imagine, and we're from all these different places in the country and the world, can you imagine going back to your places where you see so many different people and they saw the Father in you and all of us? No, use your imagination real quick and see how much we can change in this world. No. If you and I, no, right now, everybody say, I believe. Come on, say it again, say, I believe. Come on, a little louder, say, I believe. Because sometimes you think that's not for you. I want to kill that tonight, that's for you. You say, well, I ain't got 20 hours of studying. I didn't ask you for that. I asked you to change what you believe about you. Well, I ain't go to ministry school yet. I didn't ask you that. Go to ministry school. But I didn't ask you that. What do you believe about you? Well, I only been a Christian for 5 minutes and nobody asked you that. What do you believe about you? Say, I am a son. So you got to repeat this to yourself on the regular. And you have to refer to God as the Father. Sometimes God and serving boss employee, and that's cool, right? And that's cool, and it might be a cool little relationship. But Father, Son says, all that I have is thine. Amen. That means I got the power on tap at any minute. Amen. Let something happen, and we'll make it happen up in here. Real quick, let me read this. Philip said to him, Lord, show the Father suffices us. And Jesus, have I been so long with you, yet ye have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now we got to come to reckoning with verse 12. We got to come to reckoning with verse 12. We got to come to reckoning with verse 12. You read it. Ready, read.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall be you also, and greater works than these shall be you, because I go unto my Father.
Read it again. Believe on me, you'll do the same things. Believe on me, you get the same results. Now, here's where the reckoning comes. If I'm not getting those results, if I'm not doing the same works, if I don't have the same results coming out, then there's something wrong with my belief. And I really don't need to be talking about anything else until I fix that. I really don't need to be having any other conversations or any going on any other journeys or starting any other endeavors until I fix that. My belief. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done. Verse 19, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. He's talking about him physically. In a little while, they're not going to see me, but you're going to see me, so they're going to see you. Come on, Montrell, preach. Come on, Montrell, you. Come on, boy. Come on, boy. You laying it down right now. Come on, boy. They're not going to see me, but they're going to see you because you see me. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith. They see me. And verse 20, we got to reckon this now. And at that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father. Oh, finish that. In that day, you'll know that I'm in the Father and you in me. And I'm in you. What does that mean? I'm in the Father. Right quick. He put us all one. He put us all together right quick. There's nowhere else to be. I'm in the Father in me. I'm in Jesus, Jesus in me. When I remain inside of that, can't nothing stop me. Nothing can control me because I'm in the Father. They said nothing can pluck me out of his hands. Listen to me. Listen. Change your concept about yourself. This is why the enemy tries to give you a guilt trip. And he tries to make you depressed. And he tries to make you oppressed. And he tries to work on your self-esteem. Or he tries to make you feel like something is wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Listen to me. Every attack is on your identity. Every single attack is on your identity. If I can get you to forget who you are, you'll forget how to do the things you should.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna say I am.
I am.
I'm gonna say it again. Say I am.
I am.
I'm gonna say it louder. Say I am.
I am.
I'm gonna stand on your feet. Say I am.
I am.
A son.
A son.
I'm gonna say I believe
that I am
a son.
As Jesus is,
so am I.
The way he did it
is the way I do it.
The way he believes
is the way I believe.
The way he prays
is the way I pray.
The way he lives
is the way I live.
There's no other way.
I'll let nothing else change it.
I am a son,
and I believe
that right now.
Come on, say it right now.
Come on, say it again
right now.
I am one
with the Father. Somebody shout to the Lord.
Wow.
I'll let nothing change my mind. Let nothing change my mind about who I am. I'll let nobody change my mind about who I am. Next time you call me out my name, that'll be the last time you call me. When you do what you do, we say in the name, I'm going to say this, then we'll sit down, we'll receive the offering. When you do what you do, we say this a lot in the name of Jesus. But calm down for a quick second when you say it, because we say it so fast. You saw how fast I said it? In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on, you know you say it just fast. You might be faster than me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Name of Jesus is one word. Name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Spell it all out. In the name of Jesus. No, calm down. In the name. Everybody say in the name.
In the name.
Come on, say it again. Say in the name.
In the name.
Come on, stop. Say in the name.
In the name.
That means when I'm praying this and when I am saying this, he said, anything you ask in my character, in my character, in my being, in the way that I feel about it, in the way that I see it, in the way that it makes me think, in the way that I think about it, if I do it just like Jesus, I'll have everything that I ask for. Those prayers that you prayed that you didn't get an answer for, maybe it wasn't in the name. Come on, go back and check the name. Check the character. Check where Jesus is in your request. Are y'all understanding me? Find out where Jesus is in your requests. See, it ain't that God ain't coming through. It ain't that the Father ain't coming through. Listen, listen. It's not that the Father ain't coming through for you. He not coming through. Because you not coming through. Are y'all getting it? No more separation. Everybody say, no more separation. Come on, say it again. No more separation. Come on, say it again. No more separation. I'm not letting anything make me think that it's somewhere else, low here, low down. No, it's right here with me, in me. Say it, right here, with me, in me. Yeah, come on. Come on, say it's right here, with me, in me, as me. Amen, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Ushers and I.